Good afternoon. My name is David Lepofsky. I'm chair of the Special Education Advisory Committee, or SEAC, of the Toronto District School Board. I'm very honored to be able to present today to the Toronto District School Board's Programs and School Services Committee. I thank you very much for the opportunity to present this as a recorded MP3 file rather than appearing in person. I very much wanted to be able to appear in person, and thank you for the opportunity to do so. However, because I'm undergoing oral surgery this morning, I'm told I would not be in condition at this time of day to really present much to anybody about anything. We recently learned from TDSB staff that there's an expected $3 million cut this year to provincial funding to TDSB for special education, particularly the high needs amount. We're not here to defend the provincial formula for funding special education or this particular cut. However, we do want to speak to you about what the TDSB is going to do about it. At our February 1st meeting, SEAC passed a resolution that I'm here to address today. It basically says this: whatever TDSB does about that $3 million cut from the province, do not cut any staff positions that provide direct service to the 43,000 students who are classified as special education students, and do not cut any of the staff positions that provide direct supervision to those students. We say that TDSB should not, in dealing with these cuts, cut any services to any students who are among the most vulnerable, disadvantaged, and underserved. TDSB should look to find the cuts elsewhere, whether thinning middle management, whether cutting other kinds of expenses that should be lesser priority than meeting the needs of the most vulnerable, disadvantaged, and underserved students. In our school board and in school boards across Ontario, special education students are already behind the eight ball from the very day they start. Too often, the mainstream buildings in which our classes are offered aren't designed to accommodate them, nor is the gym equipment, nor are the playgrounds, nor is the curriculum, and indeed, the teachers in the mainstream classrooms are not trained specifically to teach them and to have them fully included in our classes. That means that they are disadvantaged right from day one. The staff who provide direct special education services to our children are the ones who are there to help offset this position of disadvantage. So any cuts to them makes their disadvantage worse. Effectively ensuring the full accommodation and inclusion of kids with special needs isn't just a good educational policy. It's a requirement of our Human Rights Code, and it's a requirement of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Both guarantee equal opportunity in education to children regardless of disability. So what does that mean the board should do? Well, we say the board should be looking elsewhere to cut before you look in this particular area to cut. Protecting the interests of the most vulnerable, disadvantaged, and underserved children, whether that be due to disability or some other reason, should be a top priority and the last place there should be cuts. We've offered a couple of examples of where cuts could be made. As I mentioned, middle management. Certainly before we cut frontline staff, we should be looking there. As well, we've encouraged the board to look at other cost centers. For example, TDSB sometimes hires private sector law firms to represent the TDSB when it is before the Human Rights Tribunal facing a human rights complaint because families say their children with disabilities aren't effectively being served. Those legal services could be delivered as effectively and at lower cost if in-house counsel is used rather than retaining expensive outside law firms. Frankly, we think it would be better to cut money spent opposing children with special education needs before you cut money spent on providing services to children with special education needs. Under the special education regulations, the board is required to consult SEAC on its special education budget. Well, here's our advice. From what TDSB accounting staff have told us in the past, every year TDSB spends more on special education than the amounts specifically earmarked from the province. In fact, there's no magic to these special education provincial earmarks, much the contrary. We've been told that 85% of TDSB's $3 billion budget is salaries. Well, that's no answer. So the question is, whose salaries are being cut? It shouldn't be those who provide direct services to the most vulnerable kids and those who directly supervise them. After all, $3 million is only 0.1% of TDSB's $3 billion budget. Thanks so much for this opportunity to present, and SEAC looks forward to coming forward with other recommendations over the next month as we undertake our current major review of the delivery of special education throughout the Toronto District School Board.